KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM.
Punk rock legends Bad Religion are coming to Seattle. I can't believe it. Wednesday, October 26th at Showbox Soto. Listen to KGRG on 89.9 FM, the KGRG-FM app, and streaming at KGRG.com to win tickets.
America brutal again by tuning in the Late Night Def's new day and time, Friday nights at 10.
Girls and buzzers fly over heads. First century guaranteed to a Mormon rank. Display poses on the spikes. We are Calvin back. Calvin out.
Late Night Def, only on KGRG, iHeartRadio, and the KGRG-FM app, Fridays at 10 p.m.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
We here at KGRG invite you to visit the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, an eerie outdoor haunted attraction where your fears come to life. This nonprofit community event is a mile-long haunted trail designed to scare the hell out of you during the Halloween season. The proceeds of this spooky event go towards supporting local youth groups. On Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m., there is a toned-down version called the Family Walk for younger or more easily frightened guests. For information on tickets and more, you can visit hauntedforestofmaplevalley.com. That is hauntedforestofmaplevalley.com. The Haunted Forest is at Royal Arch Park, October 1st through the 29th, so come get scared.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back! No!
Hi, I'm Dan from Real Friends, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
I've given up on you, but it's still
89.9 KGRG FM. That was Betrayed by the Game by Dance Gavin Dance. And you're still listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, even though it's well after the witching hour.
We've already turned back into pumpkins.
I know, right? And it's been, well, it has been a really fun night.
Mm-hmm. It sure
We're
has.
We're well past the witching hour, and I think it is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. But here's the deal.
Oh.
Once we end this segment, the fun doesn't end.
Whoa.
Because after we're done here with our shout-outs for the evening, we're going to play our interview with James, one of the promoters and founders of the Jet City Comic Show. Incidentally, Jet City Comic Show is on Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th, at the Tacoma Convention and Trade Center. If you want 2-day passes to that event, call us up at 253-833-5004. And we still have some of our grand prizes left.
Yes, we do.
We have a pair of tickets to Bad Religion, which will be on Wednesday, October 26th at Showbox Soto. That is the Vox Populi tour with Against Me and Dave Haas. You also, Or you can choose to go to No Effects on November 5th, also at the Showbox Soto, them playing along with Pairs and Useless ID. That's going to be a
cool.
Sick show. KGRG FM presents that show along
really?
With the Showbox. So that's pretty special. It's going to be cool. So those are our two grand prizes. In addition to that, you also have the opportunity to win one or all of our secondary prizes,
whoa,
including Us the Duo, a pair of tickets to that. They will be playing Friday, October 21st at the Melvin Bloom Student Union Building right here on the Green River College campus. Incidentally, that is the same venue that our Fall Pledge Drive show Will be happening the following day on Saturday the 22nd, that headlined by Blue Helix and Marsalis, Acid Teeth, Southworth, and Stolen Society. That's our fall pledge drive show where you have the opportunity to help us keep the lights on.
Yeah.
But in addition to all that, you also win Haunted Forest of Maple Valley. That's going to be every Friday and Saturday until Halloween. And again, those 2-day passes to the Jet City Comic Show. All of that can be yours. 253-833-5004. Yeah. Feel free to
give
us a
call. That's so exciting.
Exactly. So, I think that pretty much covers my shout-outs, because I guess my shout-outs kind of take the form of
advertisement
and giveaway opportunities. Because, I mean, one of the things that I enjoy the most about being on the air here with you guys is the opportunity to give you stuff and send you to sick shows.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I wish that I would have discovered a radio station that would give me passes to either like a show I was going to go to anyway, or in the case of like Haunted Forest, it was something new that I hadn't done before. Something new that you get to discover, or something I was going to do anyway, like Jet City Comic Show, and get to meet all of us there, because everybody's going.
Yeah.
It's going to be really
fun. Everybody from KGRG.
But anyway, so I guess that's pretty much my shout outs. But before we go around the room to close out the night with closing thoughts, shout out to all of you listening to us, because without our listeners, we'd just be talking to ourselves, and that's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Let's see. Let's take a quick peek. What's in the mailbag?
Oh.
If you want to participate in the MMAD mailbag, you can send us an email, mmad@kgrg.com, or you can tweet at us at KGRGFM. And it looks like what we've got in the mailbag is Cork wants to hear some riffraff. And he asked about Where's Green Lantern, which we covered that. But I think outside of that, we have already given all of our other shout outs to other folks that have tweeted at us throughout the night. So that is the MMAD mailbag. But again, if you want to correspond with us, you know, tweet at us, send us an email, give us a call, request a song, win some tickets, and we always give you guys shout outs at the end of the night. Because really, who doesn't like hearing their name on the radio? It's
right?
It's just fun. So let's start in the newsroom, and the one that he's pointing at on the radio. He's like, you. He's like, I'm the senior intern around here.
I was here for an extra 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Well then.
So what's on your mind, Intern Wednesday, aka Intern Taylor, aka newly minted promotions director of KGRG FM.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There's the studio audience. I was waiting.
Yay.
You must have been asleep.
Yep.
That's okay.
It's after midnight, dude. They're
I should be asleep.
They are slumbering in their beds. So.
So shout out time, I guess.
Yeah.
So first off, shout out to Mickey for her 1 year.
Oh, buddy. Thank you.
Because I feel that's super necessary.
Thank you.
Shout out to everyone still awake and listening, because we need you guys. Shout out to Batman for being in the top 3 on
Heck
the list.
Yeah.
And let's see. I can't even think of any more.
It's okay.
I think that's about it for me tonight. My brain's a little frazzled. That's
I understand. Okay. it became a lengthy night, and
mm-hmm.
and again, we're not quite done yet, because we still have an interview we're gonna play. Hey Mickey.
Hey Mike.
How about you? What kind of shout outs do you got going on?
Well, I would like to give a big shout out to everyone here, because without you guys, I wouldn't be able to be on the radio for a year, and that's pretty wild. It's a very, very big milestone. I will be looking back on this night and looking back on my career at KGRG with a big smile on my face, because it has all been such a purely positive experience. I haven't been more happy in my life than I am here at Green River College and here at KGRG.
Aww.
And I can say that very, very sincerely.
Aww.
Yeah, I didn't have friends. I was very, very depressed. And now that I'm here, I'm doing so much better and I'm surrounded by people who love me. And that really, it makes a big difference. Yeah. Thank you. Also, shout out to Oracle from Marvel, not DC.
Yeah. Because
I Googled Oracle Marvel and I was like, she's hot because she's all like blue and stuff.
Yeah. Buns of steel.
She looks like half a Steven Universe character.
I know. Oh, yeah. I love Steven Universe.
And yeah, so we need to tweet that picture that you've found, like the one with the buns of steel,
with the
because it looks
they could slash, they could do some damage.
She is clenched.
So, because, yeah, I think she had full,
I'll tweet it now.
She had full bottomed underpants that she's clinched into the thong style.
It's an intense moment.
It's very intense, you know, but
I love her shoulder pads.
Yeah, and the flouncy sleeves.
Love her.
Yeah.
Next time I go into the comic book store, I'm going to have to find you
an
Oracle.
I would die.
Comic.
Yeah. I mean is she like an X-Men or something?
I'm not familiar with her either, cuz that's Marvel
territory.
She's
an X-Men and she's from a different planet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I will do some research cuz she's blue. Also, shout out to Clams cuz I love them and they're listening tonight, and a big shout out to Jay up in Canada. I love you, man.
Aww.
Yeah.
You know, the last time that we were enamored with a comic book character, he ended up being on television.
Wild Dog.
Yeah, yeah. So this character, Wild Dog, is now featured on CW's Arrow. And we were like ahead of that, because, you know, a couple months ahead of time. And then it's like, you guys, this guy's for real. Not only is he a real guy, but he's going to be on the TV. And
yeah,
here's some comic books that I bought. So I think if we find some comics featuring Marvel's Oracle, that, you know, she might end up in one of those X-Men movies.
True. Jeez. I love her.
Crazy. So how about you, alias
Mouse Rat?
Mouse Rat, aka alias Muskrat, as whatever else I came up with for you.
Audible.
Audible Sniff.
Knitting.
DJ Audible Sniff.
I love it.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Okay, so since we have gone around and all give a shout out to a superhero of some kind, I gotta give a shout out to Diana Prince, also known as Wonder Woman. My girl. Keep fighting the good fight and telling the truth. I'd like to give a shout out to Dolly Parton. Lin-Manuel Miranda, my Hamilton creator.
Lana Del Rey.
Barbara Streisand. For just being Barbara. And kind of giving a promotional / shout out to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which it's getting its big remake this Thursday on Fox. Next week, I know we're going to be talking about it, because it's kind of big, because you're touching a classic right there. And you're bringing it to a whole new generation of people. So it should be interesting how it's going to turn out. So make sure to tune in for that so you can join us with our discussion next week.
Yes.
I like that. Yeah, challenge to the listeners. Yes. Watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show and come back and listen to us talk about it.
And it's not the original. Like, when I say that, it's a completely redone version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, really? See, now that I wasn't aware of.
Yes, it's not like complete remake.
Okay.
It's like... yeah, it's going to be a reimagining of it. So, yeah. Because a lot of the costumes have been changed. But
sure.
Of course, it's going to have the same typical songs. Damn it, Janet. Time Warp. Mm-hmm. Hot Patootie. So, like, it's your classics that you love.
Yeah.
It's just going to be done a little bit differently.
You know, I have to confess, with that information, my interest level has kind of wavered a little bit.
I have been wavy since it was announced. And since I've seen trailers, I'm like, okay, this should be interesting. But that's all up for next week. Like,
yeah, fair enough. The last word I'll give on that, because maybe this will give perspective on where I'm coming from. They did Grease last year.
Yes.
And I enjoyed that.
I loved it.
Quite a bit.
It's by the same... it's by Fox.
And that's what spiked my interest.
Same.
I'm like, okay, they got this.
Yeah.
But then, because like what they did with Grease is like it was kind of sort of reimagining, but they went they took parts of the movie, they took part of the stage show and kind of mishmashed them in a way to where this is a version that hasn't been done either way.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
And this one's not live. It's
right.
not live. It's all it's all pre-recorded.
Yeah.
So it's like a movie. So,
interesting.
So yeah. Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that.
And do the time warp.
Again.
Yes.
Like that. Oh, man. So, and if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page in the on-demand section of KGRG.com and on the KGRG FM app. You can also catch our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, the Stitcher Radio app, and on iTunes. Share, like, rate, and review the show wherever you find it. We would appreciate the feedback. So, like we already talked about, huge show next week. We will also have more ticket gift baskets to give away. I still can't say that. I couldn't say it last week.
Ticket gift baskets?
Gift baskets. It's like, it's just... Nobody can see my arm swinging like I'm a gift
buddy.
Or something.
I know.
So we'll have more gift packs to give away, including Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, Jet City Comic Show, but not Us the Duo because that shows this Friday. We'll have those gift packs available all month long. And if you are happening to listen to this on the podcast, send us an email, mmad@kgrg.com. Let us know you're one of our listeners, and we will hook you up with one of our remaining gift packs, send you to Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, Jet City Comic Show, and your choice of one of our grand prizes, that being either Bad Religion or No Effects. No more yellow card. We have one more that will be available at our fall pledge drive show, which is going to be this Saturday, the 22nd. Wait a minute. Do I have that right?
Yeah, the 22nd.
Okay, very good. Because I looked at... Oh, because we've crossed over into the 18th now. Date change.
Yay!
Yeah, it threw me off. But anyway, so we will have a pair of yellow card, your last pair of yellow card at the fall pledge drive show right here on Green River College campus this coming Saturday. All of us will be there. Stop by and say hi, and we would appreciate the support.
Yes.
All of that next week. On a thrilling all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late-night requests and giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight. We are out, but keep it locked right here for more of today's rock on 89.9 KGRG FM. So closing out the night, kinda, or at least for us. So for my man Cork, I found in this folder...
Oh.
He wanted to hear some riff-raff. So closing
Girl,
out...
Girl, we got you.
Yeah, so closing out the night... Here's Carlos Slim. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight.
Bye.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark, and until next time, make good choices.
Or don't. You don't have to. It's okay.
Stick around because we will have our interview with James from the Jet City Comic Show right after Riff Raff. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, it's a celebration. Kissing down. I might move to Mexico.
What's up, guys? This is Andrew.
This is Ken.
And we're Seaway, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Woo! Everything is cool, man.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Finally, the month of Halloween is here. Time to get out our wacky costumes, carve out some pumpkins, and eat tons of candy.
And don't forget about our special episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark on Halloween night.
Oh, that's right. We're going to deliver all the spooks and dorky stuff you've come to love on MMAD.
We're going full spooktacular with a playlist of songs to get you in the scaring mood and horror-themed games all night long.
So make sure to join us on KGRG 89.9 FM Halloween night.
That's a Monday!
9 to midnight.
WTF.
The Nerdist, Rooster Teeth, Adam Carolla, Serial. You listen to podcasts? Want to do one and not completely suck at it? I'm Charlie Harger. I teach digital radio. You'll have a podcast and your own radio show. Think of it as a podcasting boot camp. So sign up now. Journalism 120 meets twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Podcasting, your own show, Journalism 120 here at Green River College.
KGRG-FM and the Showbox presents Yellow Card. Wednesday, October 26th at the Showbox. Listen to 89.9 KGRG-FM all month for your chance to win tickets.
What's up, everybody? This is Mike, the host of Mike and Mickey After Dark, which you can listen to on 89.9 KGRG-FM every Monday night from 9 to midnight. And I am joined in studio today by my lovely co-host, Mickey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am fantastic. And we're also joined here in studio by the host of KGRG-FM's specialty show of the year, Give It Up for Cork from The Buzz. How you doing, dude?
Man, I thought I was the lovely one. What happened?
Oh,
you've been working overnight. That's the law of diminishing returns.
Aww.
But we're all here today in the studio, and we have an awesome guest joining us on the phone to talk about Jet City Comic Show, which is coming up on November 5th and 6th. That is a Saturday and Sunday. Incidentally, we are giving away 2-day passes to Jet City Comic Show all throughout the rest of the month and all the way up until the day of the show. But here to tell us a little more about the history and some of the excitement that you can expect at Jet City Comic Show, give it up, everybody, for James Taylor.
Woo! Awesome!
How you doing, man?
Good. I'm doing excellent. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course.
Yes, no problem. So let's start from the very basic things of what is Jet City Comic Show?
So Jet City Comic Show, we are a little bit different than what people think of Comic-Cons nowadays. We're kind of a throwback. You know, Comic-Cons have always been around, but now people kind of associate it with having like a bunch of media guests and, you know, a bunch of actors and everything. But we're kind of more traditional in that we still focus on comic books and creators, but we also, you know, we bring in some authors and we bring in a few actors, which is tradition to have a few on the show. But we're kind of, you know, just that traditional old school show with some of the new modern, you know, things. So it's less swap meet, more show convention.
But, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a really cool description. Cork, one of the things that you're excited to learn about is kind of the history of the show and kind of how it came to be, right?
Well, yeah, every superhero has their origin story, right? So I wanted to know what the origin story of Jet City Comic Show was. Like, why did you guys choose Tacoma? Where did the idea sort of spawn from? That sort of thing.
Sure. Well, originally, my partner, Brian, and I, we helped start, well, the now granddaddy of Seattle, the Emerald City Comic Show. My partner was one of the founders, and then I did a lot of the marketing design work from before it even started for, I don't know, maybe 10 of the years. So as that show was going, we heard from vendors and fans, and it was getting more expensive, and then, you know, it was also moving more towards the celebrity route of comic book conventions. So what we wanted to do was a stripped-down show, and we started 7 years ago. So we started Jet City Comic Show, Brian and I, and he was still part of Emerald City at that time. We just wanted to strip it down and make it basics. We wanted to focus more on local creators. Yeah, we bring in a few from out of town, but we wanted to just kind of focus on the locals as much as we could, whether it's vendors or creators. So we started actually in Seattle for our first 3 years, and then we had a scheduling conflict, and we've always been kind of looked at when we were in Seattle like we were kind of like the redheaded stepchild of Emerald City, if that makes sense. Since we were having scheduling conflicts and we didn't really like our dates and we wanted a different date from the convention center, we decided let's make the move down to Tacoma. There hadn't been one there since, I think, 1995. So it had been almost 20 years since there was a comic book convention in Tacoma itself. So we moved down there 4 years ago, and honestly, it took off. Our attendance doubled, and it was just an awesome first year, and we've kept it there ever since.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
very, very cool. Now, I remember one of the things that in learning about Jet City Comic Show is that you guys are
intentionally small. And kind of that goal to kind of stay that back to basics type of Comic-Con, right?
Right. We could grow it much faster, you know. I mean, if we were to bring in, let's say, like a William Shatner or somebody, mm-hmm. our numbers would take off.
Mm-hmm.
But we want it to be more of an intimate show. We're pretty good size. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I call it like a little big show, you know, like we're Reno to Emerald City's Las Vegas. Something like that.
Okay.
But basically, we want to just be an accessible show for fans and creators and everybody. So you have plenty of time to chat and everything. We try to keep it as affordable as possible, so we still keep it pretty stripped down. We don't bring in actors that are charging $100 for an autograph or anything like that.
Yeah, I think I saw like $10 for a selfie or something.
Yeah, whoa. With some of them.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, that's pretty cool because a lot of shows, they bring in those photo vendors. And it's at least $40 to $80 to get your photo taken with somebody. But that's because the photo vendor's taking a big cut. The show takes a cut.
Yeah.
And right. everything. Well, you know what? I don't need any of that money. It should just go 100% to the actor.
That's so cool.
Know? And so, you know, by being able to do a selfie photo with your cell phone or your own camera, you know, they're willing to charge a lot lower prices.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, to me, it seems a lot more personal rather than being in a line
yeah.
and going through that line, click, next person, click, next person, click.
Yeah, you exactly.
know? So, yeah.
So, I've only been to anime conventions, and I was wondering if you could maybe explain the difference between a comic convention and an anime convention.
Right. So, comic book convention obviously focuses yeah. more on comic books. Anime is more manga and anime. So, it's different styles of art, really, and mm-hmm. the culture is different, whereas anime, manga comes from Japan, China, and those areas, and,
yeah.
you know, and whereas the comic book culture comes from the U.S., Canada, and Britain area, and so it really comes down to just more artistic style, I think, really, and then, you know, there's some cultural differences as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Is there still cosplay held
oh,
at
yeah.
comic shows? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Including this comic show? Like, are there going to be some pretty cool cosplays?
Yeah, Saturday is probably going to be the biggest day for the cosplayers, and once
awesome.
Again, you know, we don't bring in cosplayers from out of town as guests. It's just locals for the most part. And of course, somebody might travel, you know,
yeah.
from farther away. But yeah, so the costume contest is on Saturday. There's a kids one at, I think, 1:30, and then the adult one starts at 5 or 5:30, so right after the show closes,
yeah.
the adult one will start up. And, you know, I mean...
That's so cool.
There's a ton of costumes and a ton of great... people at designing all these costumes. It's incredible what they can do.
Sorry to put you on the spot. What is your favorite cosplay that you've seen at your show?
There was one. I have no idea what the character is. I'd almost have to find the photo and send it to you. But
yeah.
The person was had to have been on stilts, but it was like from feet to top. It was all fur.
Whoa.
You know, and it was kind of a monster thing. But it was really cool looking. I'll have to definitely look up that photo.
That's awesome.
Very unique. But then there was also a family, and they won, but they all dressed up as, remember the movie Brave? The anime
yeah.
movie?
Oh, yeah.
So they were dressed up as the redheaded girl, and then aww. The two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The parents were dressed up as well.
That's really cute.
So a whole family thing. Yeah, very cute, and they did a great job with it, too. So.
Aww.
That's the best. I always love it when there's a themed, like, multiple group family-type cosplays. You know, it's like when one of my friend's daughters was pregnant, she and her husband dressed up. She was Padme, and he was Anakin from Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so it was like, it always cracked me up. But, I mean, like, they got, like, the look just right, and it's just like, yeah, take advantage of your... condition. Use that for cosplay purposes. So it's always
very
fascinated
nice.
Me. But since we're on that topic of things to see and do at the show, can you talk about what people can expect when they go to Jet City Comic Show?
Sure. Well, you know, there's all kinds of different things. You know, there's a ton of artwork to look at, which to me is always, being an artist is one of the more fascinating things about a comic book convention is you see all these different styles and all these different people at different levels and you know, so you got younger artists. If you keep going back to a show, you'll see how they grow every year.
Oh, cool.
But then, you know, I mean, just the creativity alone. I mean, to me, I mean, there's going to be over 100 artists when you count all the locals that are setting up as well as the guests. I mean, there's everything from painters to comic book artists to fine artists. And then there's some crafters there as well. So, you know, there's always custom jewelry type things too. Vendor-wise, I mean, there's... everything from obviously there's comic book vendors, and then there's toy vendors, and Magic the Gathering gaming-type vendors. There's even a few clothing vendors, too. You know, just kind of a lot of fun things. We have one of our sponsors, Fingers Duke. They will be doing live T-shirt printing.
Wow.
Jet City exclusive. So what they do is they screen print it right there in the spot for you. You tell them what size you want, and then they'll run it through their little oven, a portable oven, and there you've got your T-shirt.
Wow.
Little Easy Bake Oven T-shirts.
Basically. And so, you know, I mean, that's just kind of cool. It's truly limited. You know, we don't overprint any of our exclusive shirts. So if you don't buy it this year, you know, I mean, then it's gone.
Wow. That's so cool.
That's the coolest thing about cons in general is there's always the exclusives, and you guys have the T-shirts, and I also saw rumors of possibly a beer.
Mm. Yes, it'll be called Moxie from Georgetown Brewing Company. They contacted us and wanted to do an official beer, and, you know, who are we to say no? It's an ESB-style beer. It'll be brewed with a little something extra to change it up and kind of smooth it out a little bit. We will be doing a beer release party probably the Friday before the show, and details on that will be coming out. It should be available at Georgetown Brewing like around a week before the show as well, which we'll post announcements on that.
Sweet.
Was that Friday before the drink and draw?
We'll probably combine that with the beer launch, too. So the drink and draw and beer launch all on the same night, so... So there's normally a drink and draw the night before the show.
Awesome. So kind of kicking the festivities off a day early then.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a great social get-together, you know, especially for all the creators that are in Artist Alley. They'll be there, and, you know, they can socialize before the show. Because when during the show, it's really hard to get together.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're so busy that it's hard to go and talk. Because you need to talk definitely. To the fans walking around.
So now, for people that might not be familiar, could you explain what a drink and draw event is?
So Drink and Draw is basically just a social get-together. I mean, it is what it says in the title. Hopefully you get together and you bring your sketchbooks. And, you know, if you're not an artist, you know, you're a writer, hey, come too. You could still jot down notes for story ideas. And, you know, basically it's just to get out from behind your art table, you know, at home where, you know, most of us, you know, it's kind of unsocial. atmosphere, and just to get out there and be creative with other creators, and it just kind of spurs on some things, and, you know, you get some new ideas or new inspiration from talking with one another, and just kind of socialize, talk about how you do things and whatever else you're interested in.
Super cool. We were talking earlier about exclusives, and I'd like to loop back around to that a little bit. So in addition to the shirt and the Moxie beer, you guys have a few other exciting exclusives also, right?
Yeah, we have some print of our Bomber Girl, who's our mascot.
Cool.
One from Shane White has been announced, and then we should have two, maybe three more. We're just kind of waiting on those right now. And then
cute.
We have a custom fishing rod.
Fishing rod?
Really?
Yeah. So I work in the fishing rod industry.
Whoa,
so
cool.
Custom rods are huge. And so this rod would, like, if somebody were to buy it, it would be $500 to $700. But it features Captain America. Everything is hand-wrapped on it. Everything is done with thread just wrapping around the rod.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
The work that this guy did, if you've seen it on the website or on Facebook, is just incredible. He's considered one of the master rod builders in the U.S. And so I managed to get him, thanks to my boss and my company, to do that. Oh. And all the profits for these exclusives go towards Operation Homefront, which is kind of a military-based charity helping out families in the military. Like, they gave away 1,000 backpacks to kids starting school in August and, you know, things like that, and help with bills even at times, and, you know, just whatever necessities some of these families need while their spouse is off at war or whatever.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a really, really good place for the money to go. That's really interesting.
I don't think I've ever heard of a con-exclusive fishing rod before either. That's insane.
It is a first. And
very unique.
The cool thing is the guy who, the rod builder, he's a huge comic book fan. He lives down in San Diego, so he's always going to the major Comic-Con down there. He does a bunch that feature comic book characters, and this one features Captain America on it. Yeah, he's a huge comic book fan, so it just makes a lot of sense.
I know that, Mike, you're a longtime Comic-Con attendee.
Yeah.
Mickey, you've been to a lot of anime cons, but you haven't been to a Comic-Con.
Yes.
What are your suggestions for people going to the show, like, specifically in Tacoma? Like, will your vendors have access to card readers? Is it cash only? What should people bring with them when they show up?
most have access to the Square card reader, so most will take credit cards. Some don't. Cash is always king, though, so you can always negotiate a little bit with some of these vendors, especially like the dealers, not necessarily the artists. They won't negotiate as much.
Right.
But the dealers that have, you know, large volumes of comics or toys or whatever. So, yeah, cash or credit is perfect either way.
And then will you guys be doing different stuff on each day, or what should people expect?
Oh, yes. We haven't announced any of our panels yet, but we will have panels each day. Many are about creating, whether it's cosplay panels. We have authors on panels talking about getting into the industry as writers. We also have some comic book panels. And then we'll be doing live interviews on Sunday in the lobby with some of the celebrity guests. And those will be live streamed through Sci-Fi Monkeys, who's another one of our sponsors.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be something cool for folks that may not be able to actually attend the show. They can still be part of it.
Right, exactly. And then that interview will also open up to Q&A from the crowd as well.
Excellent. Well, that seems as good a time as any. Let's talk about some of the exciting guests that you have this year, because there's a few folks in particular that a lot of folks are very excited about.
So actor-wise, we've got Selena Jade, who's played a pivotal role in the CW's Arrow for the first four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
She played Shadow, which is a pivotal role, kind of a recurring character. But then she's also starred in Kung Fu movies. She starred in a bunch of shows in China. In fact, she's just coming back to the States here soon from shooting a film in Japan. But she's been in Legendary Assassin, The Man with Iron Fists, and quite a few things. So she's kind of like an actress on the rise, it seems like, because she hasn't been doing it for too long. Roger Cross, who's somebody I'm really excited about because I remember seeing him on the Sci-Fi Channel on an old show called First Wave back in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But he's currently on Black Matter, which they just wrapped up their second season. He was on Continuum, also on the Sci-Fi Channel. He was in the Fox series 24 for two seasons.
Yep.
And then he's also in at least the first season of The Strain, which is on FX.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then, we just announced a couple of weeks ago, Robert Lissardo. Mm-hmm. Not everybody might know his name, but if you see him, you know him, because he's always plays the bad guy. He's got tattoos from his neck down. Really nice guy. But he's been in Nip Tuck and CSI shows, and just he's had appearances in a ton of different shows and movies.
Yeah, that's the way I've been describing him to any of our listeners. It's like, if you've seen any movie that has a bad guy in it in the last 20 years, you'll know this guy, because he's that guy. He's like henchman number four. You know, it's I'm looking forward to meeting him. And for the 90s kids, as they lose they dang minds, I know my counterpart Cork is especially excited to meet Sandy Snellner.
Well, this is exciting because the trailer just dropped for the new Power Rangers movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you don't know, you know, the audience doesn't know, Sandy Snellner is played Alpha 5 in the, I think, second and third season of the original Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Frank Du, I think his last name is pronounced Dux?
Yeah.
That's really exciting because he's been in a lot of kung fu movies. He has his own, like, kung fu style. He's fought Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris. I really want to see how big this guy's fists are, just see if I can, like, take a hit in the jaw or something.
Because the pictures make them look massive.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
And this was the guy that based a bunch of those Van Damme movies on, if I'm not mistaken?
Right. So apparently he had an article, a story on him back in, like, an early 1980s issue of Black Belt magazine. And so the movie Bloodsport, which is, I think, came out in 88 or 89 from Jean-Claude Van Damme, it's based off of his story. Basically, it's MMA before UFC or any organized MMA is the story. And, of course, they Hollywoodized it as well. But,
sure.
And then he choreographed a few of Jean-Claude's movies, and now I guess he goes around training local police departments or around the world in his kung fu style. yeah.
And then since you're a big artist, I know a couple of the artists on here, like you have Keith Tucker, and that's really exciting because of Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Keith Tucker worked on a ton. He worked in the animation industry, and he worked on a few comic books, but he worked on a ton of those late 80s and 1990s animated TV shows and movies. He's worked on a crazy amount of stuff. And then there's also, let's see, we got Jean-Paul Leon, who hasn't been in the area for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's probably been, yeah, 4 or 5, maybe even 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's worked on a ton of things, incredible art style, very unique artist. And so we're really happy to have him. And so he's coming in from Florida. And then we got Fred Van Lint, who's made a huge name working on, you know, he's worked on just about everything at some point, like Hercules, he's worked on Spider-Man, X-Men, but now he's mm-hmm. working a lot for Valiant Comics, which is kind of an old/new company for a lot of characters that were published back in the 90s and then kind of went away, and now they're back again for the last 5 years. They've been a fast-rising company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all kinds of great creators. Peter Begg is a seminal local, not underground, but highbrow artist who was big in the music scene of the 90s here and worked on, you know, the Old Rocket and The Stranger and
mm-hmm.
Seattle Weekly, but, you know, nationally recognized independent artist.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks that are into kind of the independent indie underground music scene would kind of recognize his stuff, because I know a lot of his hate stuff kind of pops up like on album covers from time to time and things like that.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
So, but it's not just comic book creators that you're having as guests also, right? You have authors and other folks coming in?
Correct. So we've got a bunch of authors coming in. It's something we've always had a few for the last few years, and then last year we brought in about 12 different authors. A lot of them just did, like, signing periods
mm-hmm.
and things like that. But, you know, for us, you know, it's about exposing creators again. And, you know, to us, novelists are creators, too. It's just a little bit different genre.
Mm-hmm.
So Robin Hobbs, kind of one of the big local writers, huge in fantasy, known around the world and, you know, signs all around the world with her Farseer trilogy books.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a bunch of new ones. There's Yasmin Galnorn, who does a lot of vampire books. And basically all the authors are sci-fi related or, you know, vampire type. There's some young adult book authors there, like Anthea Sharp. Just all kinds of fun stuff, you know, with the authors. It's been interesting to see them. And all of them are on panels of some type, and they're all signing for at least a full day. We just announced Isaac Marin, who's the author of Warm Bodies, which was a feature film a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah,
great film, and you mm-hmm. know, and he's a local writer, so he's, you know, coming in and signing on the Sunday of the show. So, yeah,
very cool. So a lot of that, it sounds like it's stuff for middle to older folks and adults, you know, like, you know, visiting the artists and kind of doing that grind. Is there stuff for the kiddos to do at Jet City Comic Show?
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, most of the artists and creators and even the actors are going to be kid-friendly. Mm-hmm. But we always have, like, the 501st, who are those cosplayers that are in Star Wars. They're stormtroopers, and then there's typically a Darth Vader and a Wookiee, and, you know... And so you can do, for a small donation, you could do a photo shoot with them. And, you know, the money normally goes to always goes to a charity. We also have Comics Characters for Causes, which is another local group. And they all dress up as superheroes. They've got, like, a great Tony Stark.
And
he's always, you see him at all the shows. And then the other people in the group, they always dress up as different characters every year. But once again, the money, you get a professional photo with them, and it can be printed on the spot for a donation. It's not a huge donation, and the money for them, I know, goes to the Good Times Project, which is a kids' charity. There's going to be a big Lego display, which we're still kind of learning what they're going to be setting up. let's see.
They're just going to build it when they get there. Just
yeah.
That's kind of how, yeah.
Whoa.
In big chunks. There's gaming. So there'll be HeroClix, hopefully some Magic Gaming, which one of the gaming stores is running for us. There'll probably be face painters and a few other fun activities for kids, too. But just to see all the artwork is fun
itself,
you know.
Awesome. Very, very cool stuff.
What would your recommendation be for a young artist or for a young writer? Maybe they're attending the show. Maybe they're just trying to look for an end. What would you tell them or what would you suggest?
Well, first thing is, you know, obviously come to the show, talk to the creators, see what they're doing and see how they're doing it. And feel free to ask questions, you know, as long as they don't have a long line, most everybody will answer questions. But the biggest thing as far as becoming a writer or creator is just doing it. And, you know, you just do it and, you know, just draw. And if you want to be in comic books, you know, come up with a story idea and just draw it, you know, and put it up online. You know, webcomics is a huge popular thing now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheap, you know. Back when I started, everybody had online wasn't around. So, you know, we'd all print up these little ash cans, which is just folded over pieces of paper that we'd photocopy at Kinko's. You know, and then we'd staple them ourselves. But nowadays, you got the web, and you could post it up there. Attend some of the panels. We should be posting those up next week as far as what panels on which days, you know, because there's going to be panels on how to get in as a writer or what it's like to be a writer nowadays, because we all know print is kind of going away, mm-hmm. even though the hardcore are still, you know, buying print books. But, you know, it's a changing medium, whereas a lot of people are reading books on their iPad and tablets nowadays,
mm-hmm.
you know, and same thing with comics. It's a huge changing market. So, you know, you can learn from some of the people, and we're going to have a panel on Kickstarter,
which cool.
is a great way to fund your own creator-owned books.
Yeah, that's yeah. great. So if you were a dessert, what would you be and why?
Oof.
Right?
Well, yeah. You know what? We're in the fall season, so I'd have to go with pumpkin pie.
Yeah? Why yeah. is that?
It's delicious, first of all.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then you add a little bit of Cool Whip to it as well, or ice cream, if you're an ice cream person. And yeah, no.
Fantastic.
But we're in the fall season, so it's time for some pumpkins.
Time to get festive.
That's right.
All right, well, I can't wait to see you at Jet City Comic Show. We will be there in our little KGRG shirts. So I hope to meet you there. That'd be awesome.
I'll be around. I'm typically in the lobby helping out at one of the ticket booths or something like that.
Sweet.
I will be there.
Yay!
So, Corey, did you have a closing question? Maybe ask about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or something?
How do you make your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
How do I make them? You know what? My wife, I'm lucky, she makes a fresh-made strawberry jam. So we have, you know, we go out into the, well, in the summer, we
That's
go out
so
to the
cute.
Fields and get strawberries, and we pick them, and then we smash them up into some jam. And so, and then me, personally, I'm a crunchy peanut butter person, though everybody else, my daughter, does not like it. So we have to have creamy as well. So, yep, you just start with fresh strawberry jam and some peanut butter, and you slap it between two pieces of bread.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. And we are talking to James Taylor from the Jet City Comic Show, which is going to be happening November 5th and 6th. That's a Saturday and Sunday at the Tacoma Convention Center. James, if people want to stay current with all things Jet City Comic Show, where do they need to go and what do they need to do?
So the first place, of course, is the website, which is jetcitycomicshow.com. But you'll also find us on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll see posts pretty much every day on both of those places. We're introducing new guests every day for at least through the middle of next week, but then we're going to start posting up when all the panels are happening and the costume contest information and prizes.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Keep looking out. Yeah.
And you guys are on social media?
Yes. Facebook and Twitter are probably the main ones right now.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, I tell you, James, this has been really fun talking to you. And if we weren't excited enough already, I think our excitement is at a fever pitch now. I cannot wait for November 5th and 6th because, yeah, all of us from Mike and Mickey After Dark, as well as The Buzz, will be in attendance that weekend. If you see us running around with our KGRG t-shirts on, don't be shy. Stop by and say hi. But, yeah, we're just going to be enjoying the show floor just like everybody else out there. And, yeah, it sounds like a great show, and I can hardly wait.
Yay!
Great. I appreciate the time and the interview and, you know, a chance to kind of promote the show. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for putting it together. Like, this is a bunch of hard work, and as fans, we all really appreciate it. So thanks for getting everybody together.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. It's big party. That's what my daughter calls it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, James, and the door is always open for you guys, you know, whether it's you or Brian or anybody involved with the show. If there's stuff that you want to promote in the future, you're definitely welcome to keep our number on file, as it were. And, yeah, we'd love to talk to you again in the future. This has been really fun.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, I look forward to meeting you guys at the show.
Right. Absolutely. Again, James Taylor from Jet City Comic Show, everybody. Thank you very much.
Yay. Thanks, James.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good one.